Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
Op die paaie, stadige verkeer in Bedford View, daar is 'n stilstaande trok op die N3 Noord naby van Burenweg en op die N3 Suid in Edenvale, 'n ongeluk net voor die Modderfonteinweg afrit wat die verkeer daar ontwrig.
Die saak teen die 6 verdagtes in die Kaap en moordsaak van die Kaiser Chiefs verdediger Luke Fleurs vroeër die maand is vandag uitgestel na die 2 Mei en tydens sy verkiesingsveldtog vir die ANC in Soweto het oud-president Thabo Mbeki gesê die party het nog nie 'n klinkklare besluit geneem oor sy opvolger Jacob Zuma se toekoms weens sy betrokkenheid by die MK-party nie. En dan in die buitenland in Frankryk is duisende vlugte gevolglik ook na Europa gekant en leer weens 'n staking deur diegene wat lugverkeer beheer. Meer oor die en ander stories om 6. Die mynbousektor het heelwat opwinding veroorsaak in die markte. Simongile en Yankin Stimbi van Cartesian Capital het 'n bietjie meer hieroor.
BHP Group's proposed all-share merger bid for Anglo American, valued at £31 billion, has ignited both excitement and controversy within the mining industry. While BHP aims to bolster its copper portfolio and potentially trigger the largest industry shakeup in over a decade, Anglo's shareholders have criticized this bid as being opportunistic and undervaluing their company. The offer, which is contingent on Anglo splitting its South African units, signifies BHP's renewed focus on strategic acquisitions under CEO Mike Henry.
Anglo se pryse het die hoogte ingeskiet na hierdie nuus. Dit het 18% sterker gesluit teen sowat 34,4 miljard pond.
Which is £3.4 billion more than the bid of £31 billion. Investors are clearly betting that BHP's offer will be revised higher once Anglo's had a chance to respond to the initial bid.
Een dollar kos jou in die stadium R19.05, een euro R20.40 en een pond R23.79. Goud verhandel teen $2,328.20 per fyn ons en olie teen $87.67 per vat Brent. Ek is Marlene Fouché, meer nuus om 6.
Well, let's start with some URC. The local sides will be looking to bounce back in the tournament this weekend with the Emirates Lions, the only South African team to have won last weekend. The Sharks, though, will be playing purely for pride away to the Scarlets tomorrow night. On Saturday, the Lions welcome defending champions Munster. The sixth place Stormers host log leaders Leinster. And of course, the Bulls take on the Ospreys. As you heard in studio, Saturday is a great opportunity to see the Bulls ladies in action. The Daisies are looking to make it 3 out of 3 in the Women's Premier Division, having beaten Border and Free State, in fact smashed them. Their clash with the EP Kings kicks off at 11 o'clock and it was really great hearing them in studio. For added context, the Daisies completed a perfect season last year. They won every one of their games, claiming the Premier League title or Premier Division title for the first time since 2006. Just one match in the EPL tonight. It's a biggie. Manchester City are away to Brighton at the Amex. And Roland Garros has had a facelift ahead of the French Open. The Parisian ground is also gearing up to host the tennis and boxing semifinals and finals of the Paris Olympics. The Suzanne Lenglen Court is now the second covered court at Roland Garros 4 years after the Philippe Chatrier. The Lenglen will now shelter up to 25,000 people on the two main courts and closes in around 15 minutes. The clay court Grand Slam starts on the 26th of May. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Ross. Jacaranda FM.